Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hey, this is Chris Angel, and you're listening to a man who knows more about me than I do, the ultimate mind freak, Justin Robert Young.
This is the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast for the week ending April 20th, 2008. I'm Justin Robert Young.
The name of my show, that word, which is believe.
And that is Chris Angel telling the world via a video for his fans the name of his new Cirque du Soleil show, Believe. He explained that the title is inspired by the code word Houdini gave his wife Bess on his deathbed so she would know if frauds who claimed to communicate with him from beyond the grave were lying. The following passage is from the official press release. Chris Angel's belief transcends any preconceived notion of what it means to be truly emotionally engaged by the arts of mysticism and illusion. Imagined a fantasy, an allegory, a highly theatrical tableau of mood, revere, and emotion set against a backdrop of dreamlike darkness and light. As calculated on the Chris Angel Watch podcast a few weeks ago, the grand opening will be September 12th, with preview shows beginning on September 1st. Chris and Cirque are offering select tickets to loyal freaks and ultimate loyal freaks for certain shows over the first few months. The show will have an age restriction of 12, and they will have to be accompanied by an adult should they hope to see the show. Thanks to all the folks who sent this in. Let us know if you're able to snag tickets. The upstate New York town of Binghamton has rejected a plan by Chris Angel and his A&E show Mind Freak to implode a building for a television stunt. The show's representatives were interested in using a building implosion for a special on the program, said Judy Hess of the Greater Binghamton Convention and Visitors Bureau. They somehow heard about the city's plan to demolish the 7-story Ross building and called the CVB, Hess said. But there will be no implosion, said Binghamton Mayor Matthew T. Ryan. The city is trying to bring down the aging structure in the safest way possible. An implosion could send pieces of the building into nearby businesses. Instead, the building will likely come down via wrecking ball. Boring! And Chris will have to find a new place to stage his stunt. And now, some feedback from our listeners. I'll just point out, there was a ton of email this week, but it's Katie exclamation point who gets to go first. Yo, Justin, I will do whatever it takes to get tickets, even if it means waiting outside for them all day. Like I've never done that before, LOL. And I'm in the process of buying tickets, so gotta go and get the bye-bye. Need to get tickets. Katie exclamation points. A shockingly small number of exclamation points follows her name, but she has the very informative postscript, only enough time to use a tiny bit of exclamation points. Makes sense. Crispy is planning a road trip. Well, Justin, the frenzy has begun. The Loyals are buying up their tickets for the special 5 shows and hoping they are in the first 100 so we can meet Chris. I'm so excited! I also want to thank the site for my new friend, Nancy. We met on CA.com and now we are planning to see Believe, which I just knew it was going to be called. We live near each other and are in the same age category. It couldn't be better. I guess all the excitement will overcome the lack of Chris shows on TV. Now we just have to wait 6 months until we go to Vegas. OMG, that is so long. But at least the new season 4 should come on in the meantime to tide us over, right? Thanks for your weekly updates and all your hard work, Crispy. Betty Lou left this on our comment section in response to last week's letter from Kristen, who got a picture with Chris, as well as some compliments on her cool wheelchair. Kristen, thank you for sharing that precious story of meeting Chris. It restored my faith in Chris after all the terrible gossip I've been reading about him. Maybe it would help Chris's reputation if the tabs and gossip columns and other magic blog sites would report stories like this. Maybe you could take your story and go for it. Love you for this. Peace and love, Kristen. And Bella was also affected by the letter. Hey, Justin, last week's story in the loyal in the wheelchair and the camera made me speechless. I love the fact that Chris Angel is such a sweetheart and believe that girl is so lucky. Lots of loyal love, loyal Bella. Aaron has a great story. Hey, Justin, I just had to give a 2-minute speech on Chris Angel today. It was for my speech class, duh, and everyone had to give an impromptu speech on a subject they could actually talk about. When it was my turn, my teacher told me to talk about Chris. I'm so excited that I couldn't help but give a big smile as I walked up to the classroom to prepare. My heart was racing when I actually gave the speech, so that messed me up a little bit, but I did get a 4 out of 5 on the assignment. I got a lot of reactions and smiles talking about the stunts and illusions Chris performs, and I gotta tell ya, it was worth it all. Love eternally, Aaron. Cassidy had a TV question. Hey, Justin, I just saw a commercial for a reality series competition where celebrities compete to be the best magician. I was wondering if Chris will be making an appearance on the show. I know since he is the best, of course, magician, and has extreme celebrity status, that he would be a perfect guest to inspire the group of celebrities. P.S. Keep up the amazing work. I'd die without the podcast. Best wishes, Cassidy, Ultimate Loyal Ohio. As far as we know, Cassidy, Chris will not be appearing on Celebracadabra, but Celebracadabra will premiere next Sunday on VH1 at 9 p.m. Now, mind you, our Chris Angel watch spies are everywhere, including Miss Divine. Hey, Justin, Miss Divine here, and I have an update for you. I was in Vegas again this past weekend, and yes, I was at Chris's party at the LAX. I just got there before Chris and Veronica graced everybody with their divine presence. Oh yeah, the place was so jam-packed you could hardly move your little finger. Chris was so gracious. He came down out of the VIP section to sign autographs and take pictures. He and Veronica seemed more in love than ever, smooching and hugging often. Hubba hubba. Do I hear wedding bells and the pitter-patter of baby Mayan freaks in the future? Aww. Love you, Miss Divine. Where do you go? Where do you go? Straight out of Mastic Beach, Long Island, it's Loyal Helena who sent us her YouTube video cover of Hanson's When You're Gone. You can see it by searching for Helena Suba, When You're Gone on YouTube. If you'd like to hear your questions or comments on this podcast, email show@itricks.com. Well, we got dates, tickets, and a plot synopsis for Chris Angel's new show, so I'm not going to dwell on the fact that there's no new episodes of Mind Freak this week. Well, I mean, maybe a little. So, when you are still in need of a Mind Freak fix this week, episodes will be available for download on the iTunes Store as well as the Xbox Live Marketplace. And for up-to-the-minute Chris Angel news, subscribe to our dedicated RSS feed. If you have a question or comment, please email show@itricks.com. Or you can always leave us a voice message by clicking on the Talk to Us icon on the right sidebar of the main iTricks page. Also, for discussion of all the week's magic news, including Chris Angel, make sure you add the iTrix Magic Week in Review to your iTunes subscriptions. For the iTrix.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast, I'm Justin Robert Young.
Thanks to all you, the loyal, for listening to Justin Robert Young, the ultimate mind freak. If you want more info on me, you know where to go, chrisangel.com. Thanks. Ciao.
iTricks.com.